Debbie Dingell says her husband John Dingell is irreplaceable, but thinks she can do a good job representing Michigan's 12th congressional district. That's the job John Dingell has held for nearly 60 years, but he announced earlier this week he won't seek re-election. Debbie Dingell made a quick decision to seek the job, but she wanted him to run again. That doesn't mean she plans on being a carbon copy.
Like every married couple, we agree on most things, or many things, and have our disagreements. I think the one that's kind of the most documented is we come at guns from a very different perspective. So there'll be differences. I am not John Dingell. I'm not going to try to be John Dingell. I'm Debbie Dingell.
Dingell officially kicked off her campaign today with events in Dearborn, Ann Arbor, and Ypsilanti.
Yes, to answer the question, and you've heard everybody else say it, let you hear it from my mouth. Yes, I am a candidate for the Democratic nomination for Michigan's 12th Congressional District.
Ypsilanti resident Mary Gooden went to the event at Sidetrack Bar and Grill to support Dingell. Gooden thinks Dingell is really concerned about the country, and not just thinking about herself like so many other politicians.
She's been in the sidelines for years, so she certainly has the experience by watching everyone. She's done a good job for her community down in Dearborn, too.
Dingell also has the support of Ann Arbor resident Peter Eckstein, who thinks she would make a good successor to John Dingell.
Debbie has been a supporter of the community for many years. She has a fantastic record of volunteer work, organizing great projects all over the state.
Dingell may face a challenge in the Democratic primary. State Senator Rebecca Warren announced on WEMU that she has launched an exploratory committee to look at running for the seat as well.
The exploratory phase of this campaign will not be very long. I will make a decision very quickly about whether to go forward with a full campaign or whether I feel like my service would be best to stay at the state legislature for the next few years.
Early polling conducted by Inside Michigan Politics shows Dingell with a solid lead. More than half of likely voters in the poll would choose her over other potential candidates. One of the potential candidates the poll included is State Representative Jeff Irwin. Irwin says he's focused on working in Michigan and won't be running for John Dingell's seat. He won't make a choice between Dingell and Warren at this time.
If that race happens, I think it's going to be very, very interesting. And I think that the voters are well served by having, you know, multiple excellent candidates step forward and offer their work to the community.
Irwin says he would be interested in Warren's Senate seat if she chooses not to run for re-election. Whichever Democrat wins the 12th congressional primary will likely face a Republican challenger. Media reports say Union Conservatives founder Terry Bowman from Ypsilanti will announce Monday he's running for the seat as a Republican. Andrew Cluley, 89.1 WEMU News.